Exodus 20, verse 12, Shemot Perakav, Pasuk Yud Bet, Hadiber Chachamashi, the fifth commandment. Begin reading. Kabed, honor, et avicha, your father, ve'et imecha, and your mother. Kabed et avicha ve'et imecha. Honor your father and your mother. Lema'an, so that, ya'arichun, they will be long, yamecha, your days. Lema'an, ya'arichun, yamecha, so that your days may be prolonged. So let's read Hadiber HaChamishi, the fifth commandment now. Kabed et avicha ve'et imecha, lema'an ya'arichun yamecha. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be prolonged. Actually, the fifth commandment runs a bit longer than that. Namely, Kabed et avicha ve'et imecha, lema'an ya'arichun yamecha, al ha'adama asher Adonai Elohecha noten lach. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God has given you. In other words, the reward for honoring your parents is a long life. Conversely, disrespecting your parents results in judgment from the Lord, or even a shortened life. Devotion to your parents is also a sign of respect shown to one's culture and identity, ensuring the perpetuation of both. Respecting your parents ensures that succeeding generations will accept the teachings of their elders too. The Apostle Paul quotes the fifth commandment in his letter to the Ephesians. He said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, for this is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land." That's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. So the essence of the fifth commandment is the midot, or quality of kavod, that is, respect, or showing honor. The opposite of honoring others is disrespect, a form of unbelief that denies that other people are created B'Tselem Elohim, in the image of God. Only by refusing to accept others as God's handiwork do people justify atrocities they commit against their fellow man. That includes not only violent crime and genocide, but also the genocide of abortion. Followers of Messiah are commanded to show honor to God, of course, to parents, to employers, to fellow believers, to leaders and teachers of the church, and even to civil servants. And as the last category shows, that means we're to respect everyone, even bureaucrats and government. The midot of kavod, or respect, is central to a civil life. It is also midah keneged midah, measure for measure. As we honor others, so we will be honored. As we respect others, so we will be respected. As we honor our parents, so God will honor us with a long life. And part of the malaise of our age is that people do not respect other people. They don't respect life. And that's a real tragedy. So to sum up, the word kavod in Hebrew means glory. It also means honor and respect. And the essence of this commandment, the fifth commandment, is to show honor and respect to all people, particularly our family members, such as our mother and father, and of course to God and God's children. In other words, the fifth commandment means honor your life and its history. Respect where you've come from, who you are, and where you're going. You are part of God's providential plans, and your DNA is utterly unique, so that only you can be you in this world, and only you can be you before the Lord, so that there is a special white stone with the name that will be given to you that only you and the Lord will know. You have a place and a purpose in God's heart, and so do other people. And we need to remember that and respect that. Shalom, shalom, friends.